So last week, we began a series called Illuminate, which is coinciding with this season or this event called Epiphany. This event in Scripture where Jesus is revealed to the Gentiles. And last week we began our journey in the Epiphany, Illuminate, with a call to get up, to arise, and to shine the light that Jesus has shown in our lives to the world. And over the next several weeks, we're going to unpack that theme deeper and fully. And so instead of going back into that, I thought I would delay that this week and pick that back up next week. And for today, just wanted to offer a brief reflection from the book of Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse number 14. So if you want to turn there with me and read along with me, it'll be up on the screen as well. It's a familiar verse, and you've heard me read it over and over again and quote it several times because it has become very important to me and my ministry, my view of God. This prayer of Paul, I think, has the power to really unleash us in this world as we attempt to be his missional partners. It's a prayer that illuminates that God is really big. He's bigger than our imagination. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I grew up as a child of the late 70s and early 80s, and for me, Cartoon Saturday was something that you could not take away from me. We didn't have Boom Network or the Cartoon Network. If we wanted to watch cartoons, you woke up on Saturday morning, you got a big bowl of Captain Crunch or Honey Smacks, and you got in front of the big, big box TV, and you watch cartoons. And in the early 80s, there was a cartoon that became a favorite of mine. It was The Muppet Babies. Anybody know about The Muppet Babies? It still kind of comes on. I think they have a reiteration of The Muppet Babies now. But the reason why I love The Muppet Babies is because The Muppet Babies demonstrated that they could not be confined to their space and their age and their time. In fact, they had one of the greatest imaginations ever. Every week, there was an adventure that the Muppet Babies went on in that nursery, Annie's nursery, with all the puppets. And they would go to space, and they would go to the Old West, and they would have all these, and their imaginations were just so great. I believe that imagination is something that we often take for granted in the body of Christ. I think sometimes we think that we can't use our imaginations. About 6 years ago, at the beginning of the year, I did a sermon series called What If? And what I wanted us to do was to probe the imagination of God and the imagination of the body of Christ. You know, that phrase in that prayer that I just wrote, now to him who is able to do abundantly and exceedingly more than all we could ever ask or imagine. And I wonder what we imagine and what to what degree and what lengths are we Do we allow ourselves to imagine what we could accomplish in the name of Jesus? You know, in that prayer it says, I pray that you will be come to a knowledge of the fullness of God, that you'll be filled with the fullness of God, not a portion of God, not a percentage of God, but the fullness of God. What is it like to be full of God? You ever think about that? You ever allow your imagination to go to a place where you begin to ask, what would my life look like if I really understood what my life would be when it was just completely, absolutely, just complete with the fullness of God, full of His Spirit, to the fullness of God. Not, again, not a percentage, not a piece, but the fullness of God. What if all of us embraced the fullness of God? What is it that we could do in our world? How would our families look if we had the fullness of God in us? How would our communities look if we had the fullness of God in us? I remember when I was going to preach that sermon series, I created a video and I was just asking random members, like, I said, give me like your best what if question. And it was young people and old people. I mean, it was kind of cool. And I remember getting up to start my sermon to play the video, and it didn't work. The video didn't work. For whatever reason, I found this video, and it worked. So 6 years ago, so some of you are in this video, so be prepared. If you don't remember being in the video, you were there. Some of you were younger, and now you're bigger, and some people in the video don't go here anymore. But I thought it was interesting. So let's watch this blast from the past. What if?
What if there was no light? Nothing wrong, nothing right.
What if the Lakers could learn what teamwork was for once?
And no reason or rhyme.
What if the Cleveland Browns actually had a winning season?
What if all kids were born as grown-ups?
What if I won a trip to Jamaica?
What if I got it wrong?
What if we all got more sleep?
What if pigs really could fly?
What if God was here with us in our Bible class?
What if your hair was green, red, and purple?
I'll make you feel I belong.
What if Jesus was never born?
And so I.
What if you should decide?
Okay, well, what if the sun didn't come out today?
What if I were not born in this country and so abundantly blessed?
I just think of what if, just a quick one, what if everyone wasn't here? Yeah.
What if I wasn't here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good. Whoops.
I guess, with the church building, we're not here. We would all suffer because I really enjoy coming here. And what if Dion wasn't here?
What if we are not insensitive to judging one another?
What if the world is going to end this week for you to be back?
What if everyone's 11/11 wish came true?
Every step that you take could be your biggest mistake. The risk that you take.
What if there was no joy in giving?
Mean Gene. What if? You could probably think of your own, like, what if questions regarding your life, regarding your church, our church, regarding our country. What if politicians got along better and actually made decisions and it wasn't about winning or losing? You know, what if we all valued life and had a pretty reasonable, harmonious understanding of what life meant? What if we all committed to Jesus the way that he calls us to commit to him, to give up everything and to follow him? What if we read our Bibles every single day, just a verse? What if we prayed every single day? What if we believed that God was listening to us when we prayed? What if we took the time to assess needs in our communities and really sought out to meet those needs? What if we were bold enough to share the message of Jesus Christ with everybody we come into contact with? What if we believed that God is able to do abundantly and exceedingly immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine? What if? I like living in a world of imagination. Because even when I come up with the impossible, I read about and know about, I've experienced a God that on a consistent basis does things out of the impossible. He makes things out of the impossible. He's the God of the possible. And so even when I get into my imagination, it's like, man, we could, man, there's some things that we can do here to really just expand the kingdom of God. Even though we're a small church family, man, there's some powerful things that we can do. And it seems like too expensive and too big and just too organized and just too beyond out of our reach. And the minute I begin to think about all those things that are out of reach and too expensive and too big, it's the moment I begin to believe that that's where God shows up. He's the God of the possible. He's bigger, more powerful, able to do immeasurably, abundantly, exceedingly more than our imagination. I wonder what would happen if we really put into motion all the things that we talk about and we pray about and we discuss and we meet about and we dream about. Man, I wonder what would happen if we actually started to do those things. I wonder what would happen if we really believed that God was filling us with the fullness of who he is. If we really believed that and walked boldly with our heads held high, knowing that God is, I wonder what would happen to this church. I wonder what would happen to our lives if we stopped believing the lies that the devil tells us all the time. What if we believed God and didn't believe Satan when he says you're not good enough? What if we didn't believe the devil when he says, man, you made such horrible mistakes in your past and there's no way you can get beyond that? What if we stopped believing that mess? What if we stopped believing that we're too small to make a difference? What if we stopped believing that we're too insignificant to change the world? This world has been turned upside down on its axis started out with a group of like poor people from Nazareth, from Galilee. What if we stop believing the lies and we really commit it to God? I'm not going to re-preach the sermon series on imagination and probing what if questions, but I think today perhaps is maybe a day for us to be reminded that it's okay to live in a space where we imagine and we dream. To live in a space where we probe the God of the possible. And so we're going to sing a song that introduced last week, and we're going to be introducing over the next several weeks, which is a song that again I'm hoping will become a refrain of our lives, that we begin to probe this question: what would happen to our lives if we gave God everything? All to Jesus I surrender. What if we gave him everything? Gave him our whole life, all of our mind, all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our strength, all of our energy. What if we gave him all of our resources? What if we said, God, wherever you need me, I'm going to go. Here I am. Send me. What if? What if we didn't withhold anything? What if we brought 100% to the table, not 50%? See, we saved the 50% because we're afraid that we're going to get hurt. But what if we brought it all? And gave it to, and withheld nothing, and gave him our all. As we sing this next song, you can remain seated if you like. We'll sing this song. This is an invitation time. If there's a place, space in your life, a season in your life that you want us to be in prayer about, you want us to surround you in prayer and cover you in prayer. If there's some places in your life that you've been holding back, and you've been saying, God, I want to give it all to you, but man, I'm afraid, or I've been hurt before. It's just not like me to take risks. I'm not sure that you're bigger than my imagination. If you need us to pray together to build you up and to hope that spirit within you is fanned and it begins to enrage, and you begin to live in the imagination. You begin to live in this dream. You begin to live where I think God is calling us to live. He's not calling us to be cautious, man. He's calling us to be faithful and bold and big. Man, I believe that this church is positioned for greatness. We've got to be faithful. We've got to be courageous. We've got to say yes. We've got to stop believing the lies. God has created in each and every one of you a heart. He has given each and every one of you that have called on him, have said yes to Jesus. He's given each and every one of you a spirit, a Holy Spirit that is powerful, that has done miracles in the past. And I believe that there are still miracles yet to be done. There's still a great number of things yet to be done in this city, in this community, in this world. And I believe it's time that we began to live into the what ifs. So as we sing this song, if there's a way that we can minister to you, serve you, come as we sing.